I let them scramble down the sloping bank, splash through the mire, and climb halfway up to the gate before I challenged them.
"Who goes there?"
said I, in a subdued voice.
"Friends,"
came the answer. I uncovered my lantern and threw a flood of light upon them. The first was an enormous Sikh with a black beard which swept nearly down to his cummerbund. Outside of a show, I have never seen so tall a man. The other was a little fat round fella with a great yellow turban and a bundle in his hand, done up in a shawl. He seemed to be all in a quiver of fear, for his hands twitched as if he had the ague, and his head kept turning to left and to right with two bright little twinkling eyes, like a mouse when he ventures out from his hole. It gave me the chills to think of killing him, but I thought of the treasure, and my heart set as hard as a flint within me. When he saw my white face, he gave a little chirrup of joy and came running up towards me.
"Your protection, Sahib," he panted. "Your protection for the unhappy merchant Ahmed. I have travelled across Rajputana that I might seek the shelter of the fort at Agra. I have been robbed and beaten and abused because I have been the friend of the company. It is a blessed night, this, when I am once more in safety, I and my poor possessions."
"What have you in the bundle?"
I asked. "An iron box," he answered, "which contains one or two little family matters which are of no value to others, but which I should be sorry to lose. Yet I am not a beggar, and I shall reward you, young sahib, and your governor also, if he will give me the shelter I ask."